In this Life Force Energy commentary, today's topic is why you have physical symptoms during spiritual healing and what to do about it. Many believe that spiritual healing is a wonderful thing that leaves you blissful and serene at the end of it, and that is the ultimate goal. However, the process of getting there can be extremely difficult and downright painful. The mind-body-spirit connection is real. So, when one part is damaged, so are the other two parts. At the same time, healing occurs throughout the entire system as well. So what does that look like exactly? Well, I can tell you from personal experience, it can be pretty ugly. Some people say that meditation is wonderful and you'll feel lighter, unburdened, and closer to the divine when you are finished. And that does happen. Sometimes that feeling lasts for a long time as well. However, healing can be very messy and painful, and that includes during meditation. Now, why is that? So let's discuss what happens in the energy system when you're healing trauma and you're healing pain, because it's not unlike the healing of a physical wound. Damage occurs, and then a scab forms, but the area of that damage, even with the scab, can be sore for quite some time, and that's because underneath the scab, the wound is still raw, and it's in the process of healing. Then, finally, the scab goes away, and you're left with maybe a small scar, some memories, or continued pain. And this is similar to energetic healing. So when you're working on healing trauma, you may find that you have mysterious aches and pains that appear for no reason as you're working through it psychologically. And some of these pains you may never have experienced before. So for example, if you've never had knee problems, you might suddenly start limping around because you've got acute pain in one of your knee joints. You didn't fall or trip or have any type of accident. This could be a direct result of you trying to work through the trauma and heal it. So when psychological trauma occurs and there's a strong emotional reaction, the physical damage, if any, can heal fairly quickly. But the energy gets captured in our personal individual energy system, very much like a hologram. So the memory of it sits in our cells. And that's why it can be very difficult to be released. Something will trigger this hologram of pain. And now suddenly it's rising to the surface as if it happened just a few minutes ago. So when you're working through it to heal it, it usually takes some time. You need to reframe it. You're going to feel some of the emotions, the very strong negative emotions that were part of it at that time. You need to be able to release that and psychologically reframe and understand what was happening. And as you do that, that hologram will start to loosen its grip on your energy. That hologram of pain will start to get a little less clear, a little fuzzier, and start to dissipate. A number of years ago, Celine Dion gave a performance where she sang with Elvis Presley, except Elvis Presley passed many decades ago. But he looked as real and as solid as she did on stage, but he was purely a hologram. Now imagine it's similar in your energy system. So the emotions, the psychological pain that happened during the incident is now kept in your energy system, much like the Elvis on stage. And as you work through it, it gets fainter and fainter. But during that process, your physical body is the densest portion of who you are, and the negative, painful energy must pass through that field to be released. It can also be equated to steam rising up from boiling water. As the water warms up and it starts to boil, the water vapor must leave its environment. It has been transmuted into steam, so it can no longer stay where it is. So if you keep a very tight lid on the container which is holding the boiling water, you are increasing the likelihood that that container will explode or the lid will be forced off. Again, this is very much like the negative emotions that get stuck in our energy system after trauma. So that's why it's so important to have a way to allow that negativity to exit and be released from your energy system, much like steam. And meditation is fantastic for that. Sometimes as you're sitting there, you can get so attuned that you can feel the negativity start to leave your body. And you literally start to feel lighter, physically lighter, and even more flexible, just sitting there as the pain is leaving your energy system. Now, sometimes the physical pain gets worse as you're in the middle of healing this. And it's almost life's way of testing us, like how badly do you really want to release this pain? When it's deep enough, when it's there for long enough, pain sometimes turns into part of our identity. And life lets us choose what we want to think about ourselves. So if you start to deal with this pain that may have been sitting there for many years, and you're feeling more and more physical pain, and your mind is getting more and more difficult to keep focused on things that are positive, it's because something in life is requiring that you not only release the pain, but think differently about yourself and about life in general, and feel more powerful, feel stronger, so that you're able to stay more focused and be more positive. This is a very universal process. Everyone goes through this to a greater or lesser degree. And so this is part of the challenge of healing and being a spiritual entity on this planet. Here is a quick rundown on some of the most common physical symptoms that you may have when you're healing spiritually. Energy shifts. Suddenly, you may have a dramatic shift in energy, where you were really looking forward to spending time with a friend. Suddenly, you don't want to go because you're very tired or just in kind of a funky mood. Sometimes, you may just want to sleep. And so, pulling away from life events that normally you enjoyed or needing extra sleep are part of the healing process. It takes enormous amounts of life force energy to heal your energy, to heal from trauma. Healing trauma is not for the faint of heart, frankly. You may also experience unusual temperatures in your body and body sensations, sometimes dramatic tingling or mysterious headaches or mysterious temporary and very localized pain, perhaps tremendous heat in part of your body, unrelated to any damage or injury. These types of things are part of the physical symptoms that you may go through when you're healing trauma. Sometimes developing detox symptoms happens when you're healing your energy, healing pain. So a cold or a flu-like symptoms sometimes come up temporarily, and you want to take care of yourself as best you can during this time and treat the cold and the flu just as you would normally. Rest, lots of fluids. This is part of the detoxification process. You may have headaches, mild nausea, changes in bowel movements. So these are physical symptoms that mirror the release of toxins and negativity in emotional patterns, in energetic patterns. Additionally, you might have emotional releases. You might have sudden bouts of anger or crying jags. Sometimes they might last a long time. Sometimes you might want to get physically aggressive. Clearly, these are not things that you can really indulge in publicly. So it's best to be in a safe environment or by yourself if you need to be for a little while and allow these emotions to take their course. The bottom line is healing trauma is a lot of work. You may experience some or even all of these symptoms physically if you are doing a lot of energetic and spiritual healing work. The good news is these symptoms are temporary, sometimes minutes, hours, maybe days, weeks, and sometimes it can go on longer. That can be part of the process if the pain is that deep and if it's been there for a very long time. So I hope this has given you something to consider when you're approaching your own spiritual and energetic healing. I wish you much success. Thank you for listening and have a very prosperous day.